Some opponents of Amendment 1 say its passage could put North Carolina through a period of legal wrangling akin to Ohio's when it passed a similar amendment. It took 3 years for an Ohio Supreme Court to overturn rulings in the state that restricted access to certain domestic violence protections because the victims did not meet the state's legal definition of a recognized domestic union. Executive Director Beth Froehling of the North Carolina Coalition Against Domestic Violence says the loss of those protections have serious implications.
Our protective order law has been drafted and actually, you know, improved over the years to provide as much protection as possible for a victim of domestic violence, including things like possession of a residence, custody issues, support, all of those issues that need to be addressed to support a victim and help them break free from a violent relationship are critical for that victim.
House Majority Leader Paul Stamm calls that a phony argument. He says opponents of Amendment 1 should be ashamed of themselves for using victims of domestic violence to support same-sex marriage.
The cases were reversed by the Ohio Supreme Court, so anybody relying on those cases would get laughed out of court. If somebody tried it in North Carolina, if they cited the Ohio lower court cases, the other side would say, ha, 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 that was reversed. You're out of court, brother.
Froehling says no one knows how a court might rule in North Carolina, but Stamm points to the 29 other states that he says have problem-free marriage amendments. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.